K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. We have returned to the shores of Lake Columbia. The Columbia Central Golden Eagles hosting the Hanover Horton Comets. Mark, we've been out in Columbia all day. How are we feeling about tonight?
Well, I'd say Brooklyn is a beautiful area. We had a wonderful time with K-Day all day long. K-Day?
K-Day?
Yeah, say it correctly, yeah. I'm still stuffed from my fried fish that I had with out at Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill. That was just a great meal. This has been a great day here in the Brooklyn area. And wrapping it up with high school football here with the Hanover Horton Comets taking on the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Joe Cassidy, it's a great night for football.
It is a beautiful night for football. We have seen Columbia Central a couple of times so far this season, and Columbia Central School is actually joining us on the broadcast alongside all of our other amazing sponsors that we'll get to a little bit later on here on the Kelly Express pregame show. But want to kind of run down Hanover Horton. We have yet to see them this season. We only saw them, I believe, only once last season, then a couple of times the season prior. But you actually talked to Coach Mester from Hanover Horton. What was it that he was talking about the boys?
Yeah, we saw Hanover Horton last year as they hosted East Jackson, and here we are having them again with Columbia Central. Just a quick conversation. We tried to, my people had tried to get a hold of his people. We tried to make it happen to have him on the daily earlier this week, and we just couldn't get our schedules to lined up. So I bumped into him briefly before the start of the show, and we talked a little bit about who it is that he has on his team, and they're pretty banged up. And I think you're going to see that on both sides here tonight. They're pretty banged up. Their starting quarterback is out. So they've got Wooster, who's going to be starting in his place, was able to have a full week of practice and is getting a little bit more comfortable with the offense. He got in a little bit against Addison, but not much. So, yeah, he's feeling pretty good about where he is. They're losing a little something, not having Soper there a little bit. He said they're probably going to be missing some of their deeper throws tonight, and we're probably going to expect more of a ground game tonight with that wing pistol they like to run. You know, they like to have a little option, like to have a little run up the gut around the edge, like to throw it a little bit. So what they typically want to do is going to be changed a little bit tonight. It's going to be a little bit more of a ground game. They also brought up a freshman, 44, Lucas Nadell. He said, that's going to be our starting safety. And as a freshman, and at that position, they're the ones that that make the call on defense and what they're going to be covering. So he said he picked it up quick. And don't be surprised if we see him a little bit on offense tonight, too, because he said, as a freshman, he's the fastest kid on the field tonight. So we might see him a little bit on offense tonight, too.
A little explosion there. Sue, we are excited to see Hanover Horton. The records, you know, you just got to throw out the records. I mean, Columbia Central comes in at 3-4. Their home win coming this season, their homecoming matchup. And then you look on the other side of the ball, Hanover Horton 2-5. So both these teams not looking, you know, great playoffs-wise. But this is still the Cascades Conference, the rugged Cascades Conference. So there's more implications in the Cascades Conference.
And I looked at that on Monday with my show, and honestly, I don't remember where both of these two teams lie. But remember, it's not the 6 wins to get in. It's based on the MPR and the points that you accumulate throughout the season. And both these teams, I mean, they're playing schools that have some points up there, like Napoleon, like Michigan Center, like Grass Lake. So the more points you accumulate, even in some of those losses, you do have a chance. So, I mean, if Columbia Central wins out and if they win big, who knows where they could end up? Is it likely? Probably not. Possible? Yeah. So there's a lot for both of these teams to play for here tonight. There really is. With the 2 wins, with the 3 wins, you just got to keep moving forward and have that winning culture in your team.
It is senior night for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles as we gear up for the national anthem for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles to make their grand entrance on senior night. We're going to step aside 3 minutes, come back, get you the remainder of the setup on the Kelly Express pregame show on Football Frenzy on Jackson City Music, K105.3, but back in 3 first.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Advancing lives. That's our mission. Blue Ox Credit Union is committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make a positive impact on the lives of our members, employees, and communities. And we're always accepting new members. Experience the credit union difference by choosing Blue today and become a member owner of Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop in any of our branch locations to get started, subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the Dental Experience for all your general dentistry needs. It doesn't feel like a dental office when you walk in. It feels like home. The staff is top-notch, as well as the facility. Dr. Belbisi is great in every aspect. He's great with kids, and for patients that require a little extra care, he is also great with them. They also offer same-day crowns, as well as implants. The hygiene team at the Dental Experience is the best in the area to come get your cleanings and yearly checkups. The Dental Experience is the most patient-friendly office I have came across.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is Joe Cassidy. It is Mark Daly hanging out live, wrapping up K-Day 2023, the Columbia Township Edition. Columbia Central High School hosting the Hanover Horton Comets and some Cascades Conference action, Mark.
Well, and worth noting, Joe, the only live local coverage of high school football is right here on K105.3 and on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM, because they're covering Jackson High School tonight. Yes, a big game for big game in JI, because they need to win out too if they want to secure that postseason spot. Greg O'Connor earlier today said, hey, I've secured some intel. So we're going to be getting updates from Lumen as they took the long, the short bus ride up to Gaylord. But that, no, seriously, that's one of the biggest games in the entire state, especially in District 7. You got 2 undefeated teams right there. 7-0, up in Gaylord tonight. That's a big game.
I am actually rather excited to hear what the outcome of that is.
I know, right? Yeah.
Does Luma Christie making all the trips recently? I mean, they've taken that trip to St. Francis before, but Gaylord.
Gaylord's probably not as far as Trevor City. It's a hike. It's definitely a hike, but it's that's what Lumen does. Is they go out of their way to put themselves into a good competition. I mean, they did that forever in the I-8. They're a Division 7 school playing Division 3 and 4 size school. So, but back on topic here tonight, as it's senior night for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. 15 seniors on this team. That's a lot. That's a lot of experience on this field here tonight, Joe.
And now there's actually something that we're rather excited to announce, that the player of the game tonight is going to be walking away with a $15 gift card from Boar's Fresh Market. Out in the Napoleon, Jackson County area. We're just excited to see what's going on. But we're going to step aside 3 minutes, get the national anthem in the books, and get you the kickoff Week 8 Football Frenzy. But first, back in three on Jackson State Music, Football Frenzy, K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a Supreme Pizza for only $17.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
This is Lori McRae, Director of Transportation at Columbia Schools, and we are looking for fantastic individuals to join our transportation team. Our bus drivers are positive, excellent professionals who focus on the well-being of the children. The goal of Columbia Transportation Department is to get our students to and from school safely and on time and ready to learn every day. Columbia drivers earn competitive wages, receive a sign-on bonus, and qualify for the Michigan School Retirement System. If you are passionate about the role in the safety of children, join us at myeagles.org.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, we're about to kick off. Hannah Horton wins the coin toss and elect to defer. Squib kick is off. They travel all the way inside the 20-yard line where it's fielded. Nice little field up to the 22-yard line where Columbia Central will take over.
Yeah, he was brought down by just three different Hanover Horton guys able to get in there to get the stop. Gavin Berkeypile, the first one there to make the hit and get in there, prevent that from being really a bigger return. It was just a low kick, got a lot of ground on that one, had a hard time getting the handle on it, but a decent return compared to where he picked it, the first picked it up.
So they're going to have the ball, looks like, placed at the 31-yard line, make that. And starting out of the gun, single setback, man in motion. And that's going to be a handoff to the back. Going to get it up to the 35-yard line and finally drag down about the 36-yard line. Second down and mid coming up.
Yeah, we're probably going to see a pretty good ground game from both teams here tonight. Ran that right up the gut, right off of the guard, and four different white jerseys there, able to wrap them up. But he did get a good chunk there. We're looking at second and four right now for Columbia Central.
Out of the gun. One split to the left. Two splits to the left, one to the right. Another hand up. Yep, another hand off up the middle. Had me fooled for a moment. And he's going to have the first down.
It was a hand up the middle, but that hole was blocked. He had to pump it out to the left side just a little bit in order to find room to get that run. And, yeah, able to get 5 yards on that. Move the sticks. Fresh set of downs. First and 10 from the 41. You got it right now from the 41 for Columbia Central.
I just wish I would have said that, you know.
You're planning ahead. Is what you're doing. Yeah.
Out of the gun once again. Two splits to the left, one to the right. Another handoff. Run it till it can't run no more. That is number 33, Braden Ellison, the senior running back.
Ellison able to shake off that first tackle attempt to get the couple extra yards on that one. And just chopped his feet, picked up the 4 yards, and we're looking at a second and about six right there at the 45 for Columbia Central.
Second and six.
I love coming out here to Columbia Central. They always shoot us so well up here in the box. Beautiful view of the field out of the gun. Single setback. Two split to the right. He's looking to his right. He's got a man. Past the first down. Six past midfield. Finally brought down at the 40-yard line. That's a great first down pass to Brendan Bernstein, the senior.
Name we're going to hear quite a bit just bringing up from the JV squad was Lucas Nadell. He was able to get there, get the stop, and get him out of bounds. Coach Messer, as we mentioned, he's one of the fastest kids on this field here tonight getting his varsity start.
I'm looking for him. Oh, playing safety. That's not a small kid. He's got some bulk on him. Single setback out of the gun. So we give once again to Ellison. Ellison going to fight for a couple and find himself at about the 39-yard line for a second down and about seven.
Columbia Central using that big offensive line that they have to kind of just get this ground game momentum going early on, getting a couple yards on that, making it second and seven, second and eight in that range right there at the 41-42.
A second down and seven, single setback out of the gun, two split to the right, two to the left, takes the snap. He has a man, once again has Bernstein. Bernstein going to find himself stepping out of bounds, just shy of that 30-yard line, going to spot him at the 31.
Yeah, I did say the 41, that was actually the 39, and yeah, they're about the 31-yard line right now. Very short on that, so third and short. They're going to use that offensive line to try to push this one right up the gut. That was one of Messer's concerns, was the size of the offensive line, defensive line for this Columbia Central team.
Columbia Central, a big offensive line with a third and one, 9 minutes to go, and they're going to get some encroachment on the defense. That's a free right 5 yards and a first down.
Count got him to jump. Yeah, you had four guys on that defensive line who got into the neutral zone. So that's going to be 5 yards freebie for Columbia Central, and that gives them a fresh set of downs.
First down.
Since we are rolling through K-Day, wrapping it up here at Columbia Central High School, under 9 minutes to go, it is a first down from the 26-yard line of Hannover Horton. A huge congratulations to Martha Smoots for winning a Swan Creek Candle prize package from Tidy Pear Tree Trading Company. And he's going to keep it, and he's going to roll all the way to left inside the 20, 15, 10, looking for the pylon into the end zone. They're going to say touchdown.
That was an option handoff, little RPO action, fake the handoff, decided to keep it himself. Everybody bit on that fake up the gut. I mean, that's all we've seen, with the exception of an outside pass. They've been running it up the gut. All of a sudden, they fake it, pop it out over the edge, have the speed, have the corner. Touchdown, Golden Eagles.
Ben O'Neill with a 26-yard touchdown scamper on the RPO. And PAT is away, and it is good. It is 7-0 early. Columbia Central on top of Hannover Horton. celebrating K-Day, the end of K-Day, and Senior Night. We'll be back in 60 seconds as Hanover Horton gets their first crack on offense on Football Frenzy.
Want the lowest tire price, period? Then save $70 after rebate on a set of four Michelin tires. Plus, get more out of them with up to $854 in free tire maintenance, so you won't need new tires 1 mile too soon. Get $70 off four Michelin tires, and you heard right, up to $854 in free lifetime tire maintenance. Visit our website to see how it all works for you. Get $70 off four Michelin tires and more for your money only at Bell Tire. Buy online, save time. See storebelltire.com for details. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Football Frenzy, the kick is away. Hanover Horton going to get their first crack on offense, fielding from the 12-yard line, bringing it up the gut, getting it past the 35, still on his feet, getting it up near midfield. An excellent run for number four, Logan Blackledge. That's a name that we're extremely familiar with.
Oh, yeah. Definitely be saying his name a lot. He took that with no fear right out the gut, ran right through a handful of blue jerseys and put this Comet offense, this banged up Comet offense, in good field position to start with their first possession of the game. Here we are in the first quarter at 8:32.
I mean, it's quite simple, Mark. From our history of seeing Blackledge, whether on the hardwood or on the gridiron, he likes to hit people. He's aggressive.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of guy that you want on your team. Out of the pistol, going to be a pitch play. Running it to the far side, that is going to be Graham Gumper. Gumper, a very popular name in the Hanover Horton Comet football lineage last 5 years.
Some contact in the backfield right there to kind of slow him down. And he was able to get just past the line of scrimmage, barely a yard. So second and 9 right now from the 46 for this Hanover Horton squad.
We are at 8 minutes and counting going. Out of the pistol once again. Tight bunches. This will be a little flip around. And trying to get it over to his intended target. I believe that was Lucas Nadell.
And it was taken down by number 4, Peyton Denick for Columbia Central.
No gain on that play.
Run it up the gut. There seemed to be like a little bit of hesitation, maybe a little bit of confusion. And that Columbia Central defense just able to shut that down. They actually lost about a yard on the play.
Bring up a third down and about the same 10 they had to start with. Under 7.5 to go. Columbia Central up 7-0. A little trouble with the snap, but an end around to Graham Gumper. Gumper going to pick up that 1 yard that he picked up a moment ago and then lost for a fourth down and 9 coming up with 7:15 to go.
Shane Taylor, Jr. on this Columbia Central squad in there to make the initial contact to bring him back, bring him down. And not seeing any substitutions just yet. But now it does look like they're getting set to punt this one away at 4th and 9 on the 47.
Back to punt, number 5, Davin Ackley. Devon Ackley is actually going to, a little bit of a flea flicker punt style. I've never seen that, but it's obviously great for protection. And that is a fantastic punt. That's landing itself inside the 5-yard line.
Well, I think what happened is that unique snap style that they just had might have pulled who was going to return off of their spot, bring them in, because there wasn't anybody back there return that ball where it landed, and then it just had a good 15-yard roll and pinned this Columbia Central offense deep in their own territory. Which, I mean, you're taking, if anything at all from that last series from Hanover Horton, you're taking this away as a positive, because Columbia Central already showed you that they can move the ball on you.
A first down and 10 from their own 4-yard line, a just straight boot from Ackley, who is another valuable name at Hanover Horton, and rolling to the right is O'Neill, and he has a man inside or past the 35-yard line. Ball comes out at the very end. But that's going to be
a release for Jackson Pierce.
He was already down by the time that ball came down, came out. And A.J. Fielder, first one there to make the stop
for Hannibal
Horton. But a big first, big gain on your first down from scrimmage in the second series for Columbia Central. They find themselves in business, first and 10 at the 40.
36 yards from O'Neill to Jackson Pierce. We're on 40 now, approaching 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Week 8 football frenzy out of the gun. And going to take it himself. This is O'Neill rolling to the right. He has space. He is gone. 30, 20, 10. House call. 13 to nothing. Columbia Central field.
It was the same play they scored on last time, only ran the other way. You faked it up the gut, and it was gone around the edge. Nobody touched him. He was gone.
60 yards on the RPO. What an absolute...
That was a 60-yard run by number 14, Ben O'Neill.
Wow, Hanover hit on the whole left side.
He outran everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely outran everybody.
He got to the 40. He got to the Hanover 40, and you knew he was gone.
Yeah, oh, yeah. As soon as he got around the edge, everybody crashed down. Everybody and their brother crashed down on that handoff.
Point after
the kick is up,
good.
And it is good. It is 14 to nothing, 6:02 to go. Columbia with the lead early on here for senior night. We'll be back in 60 seconds as Hanover looks to take another crack on offense off Football Frenzy.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. We examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are afraid to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Football frenzy. It was a swim kick via Columbia Central after being up 14 to nothing. Taking off 3 seconds. Now 5:59 to go. Ackley on the squib kick and a field it just fell on it because that was in trouble.
He tried to pick it up and go with it, but it didn't quite make the connection to his hand, so he just doubled back, fell on it, and that's where they start. First and 10.
Still not terrible field position.
That's from the, from the 28. First and 10 from the 28.
Hanover Horton fans traveling well. Columbia always showing support for their hometown Golden Eagles. A first down and 10, 5:59 to go, 28-yard line. Going to be a give to Graham Gumper. Gumper finding a hole on the outside. He's going to expose it and get himself a first down at about 14 yards.
That was number 9 for Columbia Central, able to push him out. That Jackson Pierce making the big stop. He was really the last man. if it wasn't for him knocking him out of bounds, that would have been more than just a fresh set of downs for this Hanover Horton team.
Ball spotted at the 42-yard line of Hanover Horton, so a good positive play for 14 yards out of the pistol, and this will be a snap up the middle and maybe getting a half a yard. So second down and 9 coming up.
Yeah, that really didn't go anywhere, and it was number 23 for Columbia Central in on the stop, Blake Hoskins. And looks like we got a player down for Hanover Horton right now, an already banged up offense, another injury on the field.
5:18 to go. Let's step aside. 30 seconds. We'll be right back on Football Frenzy.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, we have an update on the field. Walking off. Mark, you have the binoculars.
A.J. Fielder is the player that was down. He was moving around. He was on the ground. He had three of the members of the coaching staff coming out and talking to him. He's up, walking off on his own power. Hopefully we'll be able to see him back in action pretty soon.
You're listening to the first half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. The open drains others can't. Out of the shotgun. And looking at a man, he has a man. That was Blackledge that would have had it at exactly midfield, but just drops it for a third down and 9 coming up.
Coach Messer said, you know, without having Soper in the lineup tonight, what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of these cross patterns and short, you know, 10 yards less type of plays here tonight. You probably aren't going to see some of the bigger explosive stuff that they like to mix in there.
Wooster out of the gun. Man of motion, that's Gumper. It's a fake. Instead, it's going to go up the middle and picking up about 3 yards total. So
getting a little tripped up and getting down after a pickup of about five.
Going to be fourth and five.
Chris Nadell. Not Chris Nadell. Lucas Nadell. That's the Nadell name.
Fourth and five at the 45 for Hanover Horton.
And they're going to do the same exact punt, but this time they're going to catch Ackley sleeping and get him down at the 35-yard line.
Well, they made some adjustments for that last punt return. When you have kind of like that snap and then pitch, it takes a little bit longer than a direct snap. And then on top of that, they run a little bit off the right side before they boot it. So that's kind of for a punt play, a long developing play. And the big size and speed of this Columbia Central team was able to break through the line and get a tackle before he was even able to get that boot out.
It was a great play design, but that's something that you got to use sparingly, not every single punt, unfortunately. Out of the gun, man in motion. Sabia Give. Got some space. Finding it inside. That's Richardson. Richardson going to find himself still on his feet, still trucking, still going, and finally brought down close to that first down marker. Going to be a pickup of 8 yards.
He spun around a few different defenders, and then one of his blockers ended up behind him, and we had a little brotherly push happening there to get him past the and through the grasp of the defender and that extra few yards. So we're looking at second and... That's a really short two. Second and two on the 27.
Welcome to Brooklyn, the village of brotherly shove. I formation. Second down and two. 3:45 to go. First quarter. Columbia Central up 14-0. Could be a give. Making some moves around. Has the first down. A pickup of, it's like five.
He had some contact right at the line of scrimmage and just did a quick spin to his left to get around it before he really met the rest of the Hanover Horton defense and turned into a scrum at that point, just past the line of scrimmage.
Number 33, Brayden Ellison. First down.
First and 10 from the 22 now for Columbia Central. Again, showing they're able to move the ball in this Hanover Horton D.
Out of the gun, single setback, two split to the left, two to the right. Takes the snap as O'Neal. This is a give. Still up the middle, just trucking along, lowering the shoulder. That is number 30, Blake Evans.
Right, number 30, Blake
number 44, Lucas Nadell, again making the stop in there for Hanover Horton.
Going to be just short of the first down.
Just short. So a little bit more than 9 yards, so they're second and one. You know, on offense, it seems like we've kind of said this a lot this year, but if you're able to get that good chunk on first down, you're just setting yourself up for success.
out of the gun. Single setback, one split to the right, two to the left. It's another give to Evans. Evans going to be met at the line, but looks like they're going to find just enough in the pocket of that Hannibal Horton defense for a first down.
Just a little bit. It was number 70 who was able to get in there, to get his body in there and make the stop. Drake Phelan for Hanover Horton. And it looks like they stuffed it right at the line of scrimmage. We're looking at a third and one at the 14 for Columbia Central right now.
That ball marker moved approximately 2.5 yards. Still not the first down. I'm sorry, a half yard. So it is third down and short coming up with 2 minutes exactly and counting. 14-0 Columbia Central. Another Evans carry. Evans has a hole. He's still trucking along. He has the first down and a first down and goal under 2 minutes to go up 14.
He had both hands in that ball, just kind of lowered his head, used his shoulders, turned into a battering ram to go through some of those white jerseys to get the first down and then some. So we're looking at first and goal from the 8 for Columbia Central right now. 1:46 here in the first.
Evans just using that power back mentality as a sophomore. That kid as a sophomore can only think about what he's going to be as a junior and especially as a senior if he's already using his power back agility and strength to mush forward for three straight solid carries. This time to Ellison. Ellison, oh, that is actually, that was actually a keeper. And O'Neal fooled us all.
He did. I was following up the gut right there. And wow, looks so like they had lost a yard in that play.
Second and goal.
So second and goal now from the 10, as they have it. And the game's going to change a little bit here now, Joe, because the rain's starting to come in. We had cool fall, but it was still dry. Now we're starting to see that rain come in, and we're going to see this game change a little bit as we progress through this weather.
Second down and goal from the 10-yard line. The RPO, O'Neal looking across his body, has a man to the back of the end zone. It's tipped. It's caught.
Touchdown, Columbia.
Touchdown, Eagles.
Number 44, again, able to get his mitt on that ball, but it wasn't enough to deflect it, and they were able to make that catch and get a score right off the right in the back of the end zone for Columbia Central.
That is the junior Nick Richardson
flag
with
on the play.
Concentration, but they're going to say there is a flag on the play. It looked like it might have came a little late. I'll wait to see the call, but if this stands, that is a phenomenal throw, a cross-body throw by O'Neal off the tip drill into the back of the end zone. Nadell had his eyes on it. They're going to say a holding on the defense. Declined. It is a touchdown.
It is a score.
Penalty holding on Hanover Horton. Touchdown is good.
20-0, lining up for the PAT. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Week 8 Football Frenzy. Remember, enter online, k1053.com/footballfrenzy for your chance to win $1,053.
Yeah, you got this week and next to do it.
Well, we roll into the playoffs, but no telling how deep the playoffs are, and that is beautifully read.
Right after, no good.
By QB Jack Wooster to block the PAT. So 20-0, 37 seconds to go. And Hanover Horton looking to take their third crack at offense, maybe get on the board before the end of the first quarter. We'll see. Back in 60 on Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm Brian from the College and Career Access Center in Jackson. With over 170 colleges in Michigan and thousands in the United States, choosing a college, applying, getting accepted, registering for classes, signing up for orientation, and finding housing can be daunting. The College and Career Access Center in Jackson is here to help. We help you through both the college enrollment and financial processes, completing the FAFSA, applying for scholarships, navigating loans, and even finding a job on campus. Visit us today in the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing across from H&R Block, open 6 days a week.
Soccer moms, where do you go?
Summit Orthodontics.
Set up your free consultation today with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics.
They're just so friendly, and we feel like family there. My kids enjoy going, and because they do both braces and Invisalign, it just makes life simple. Dr. B is so likable. She takes all the stress out of treatment. And even better, they run on time, so we don't have to spend our entire day there. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
Call 782-9331 or visit summitorthobraces.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
football frenzy. That holding penalty going to be assessed on the kickoff. And going to be kicked off from the 50-yard line midfield. And for some reason, the referee's stopping the play.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a flag on the field. Not even seeing the refs get together to talk it out. So I'm not... yeah, they're lining up to kick it again, Joe.
Heard the whistle, and
you know that you don't. That this is like when you're a kid playing in the backyard. It's a do-over.
Mulligan.
Right, it's a do-over.
Madden 04. Off to kickoff, or on to kickoff for Columbia Central, number 22, Caleb Pfaffinger, the senior. Your only local live coverage of Week 8 football frenzy, Columbia Central, Hanover Horton. This
good
time
boat.
It goes deep. Fielded from the 5-yard line and taking it up the middle. Has a lot of space. That is Nadell. Nadell taking it 95 yards untouched on the kickoff return. Hanover Horton's on the board.
That, I mean, it wasn't even a game of tag. Nobody laid a hand on him. Kickoff went right to him. He ran right. He looked like Forrest Gump running right through the defense and getting in for the score.
95 yards. Lucas Nadell, who we heard all about from Coach Messer, the fastest kid on the team. And once he broke free from their own 30-yard line, he turned on those jets.
Oh, he did. He did. And this is, man, we're having a shootout here in the first quarter. This has been some exciting Cascades Conference football today.
And want to know what's even better, Mark? That only took 12 seconds off the clock.
I know.
24 seconds to go. Still in the first quarter, 20-6. Lining up for the PAT as their kicker is out. Wooster going to toss into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. It's 20-8.
Two-point conversion is good.
Here in the first quarter. Week 8 football, friends. We're going to take 60 seconds and come right back as Columbia Central might have something up their sleeve on offense on Football Frenzy.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson Sip Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Football Frenzy, Week 8, 20-8 now after a 95-yard kickoff return from Lucas Nadell, the newcomer in Week 8, and that's going to be a kick out of bounds, so automatically taken over at the 35-yard line.
It was kind of a low kick. Came in at a pretty low trajectory and a pretty good angle right there. So 35 is where this Columbia Central team is going to start.
Going to be good field position for the boys. 35-yard line.
Columbia Central going from left to right on your radio dial
from the
on the field
line
tonight in their navy blue and white uniforms. Hanover Horton, red bottoms, white tops, red helmets.
Kind of reminds me of like a Ball State uniform. Or Rutgers.
Rutgers.
Out of the gun is O'Neill. Gives it off to Ellison. Ellison fighting for some yardage, and he's going to find himself getting about a half a yard. Second down.
Yeah, that's about it. He ran into just a wall of defenders right there from the Comets. Just did not get what he wanted.
No gain on the play.
Watch this. They set it up the last two series, and they'll set it up again. They're going to run it up the gut, and all of a sudden they're going to pop it outside and get a big gainer.
They're going to let the clock run out on the first quarter. It is 20-8, Columbia Central driving currently. Looking to add some more. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the second quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Football Frenzy, that is a run of about 3 yards, bringing up a third down and six for Columbia Central.
Looks like it was number 32 for Hanover Horton getting on the stop. Gavin Berkey pile for Hanover Horton. But, yeah, just getting a little bit of chunk on that, moving the ball. That's what Columbia Central's been able to do for most of the first quarter. And here they are, third and six on the 39.
Out of the gun, three split to the left, one to the right, single sat back in the RPO. O'Neill looking, he has a man and going to be dropped about a half a yard shy of that first down marker, number eight, Mason Chubowski.
Nadal right there making the stop again. Boy, you know, this dude's first week on varsity, and, man, we are calling his name a lot tonight in several aspects of the game. They are calling that a first down, and they're moving the sticks.
Great concentration by Mason Chubakowski.
Wait, we got confusion on the chain gang.
Chain gang's got a reset, right, fellas, and we are ready to go. While loading the defensive line is Hanover Horton, but still not enough to stop Columbia Central from getting a pickup of 5 yards to midfield. Second down and five coming up.
Handoff again, right up the gut. And, able to get a good chunk on first down. Makes the rest of this pretty easy. Not pretty easy, but it makes it a little bit easier when you're able to get at least 5 yards off of that first down. That's just what they did.
Already taken a minute and a half off the clock here in the second quarter. First half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. The open drains, others can't. Out of the gun, single set back, two split to the right, empty set to the left. This will be a give. And Evans just shy of the marker.
Right up the gut again, and another good chunk as they're looking at third down and about a yard now as they're at the 46 and a half. I think technically they put that to 47.
A third down and one, under 10 to go, 20-8. Columbia Central in control of the scoreboard and of the ball. Out of the gun, empty set to the left, single set back, and one split to the right, but it is going to be Ellison getting himself about a quarter of a yard closer on a fourth and short.
Yeah, it's fourth and very short as they're looking at it. That's clearly short. So they're calling it about fourth and about half a yard at this point.
Fourth and about half a yard.
Under 9.5 to go, 20-8. You kind of wonder if they're going to go for a QB sneak, but they're lining up out of the gun with a single setback. That looks like Evans. And some movement on that defensive line, but no flags called. Much to the chagrin of O'Neill.
Yeah, he didn't back off with any type of hurry either. He lucky he didn't see a flag on that.
Under 9 to go. And
they're trying to get him to jump. They're trying to get them to jump. And it didn't work that time. They had it. They had it. All they had to do was snap the ball, and they would have had free play and a fresh set of downs.
We're going to keep you here right here on the broadcast. Thank all of our amazing sponsors, including title sponsor, presenting sponsor, True Community Credit Union. Enter online, K1053.com/footballfrenzy for your chance to win $1,053.
Brooklyn Plumbing and Air Conditioning,
Jacobs Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, College Repair Access Center, Fuller's Chem Dry, Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trip Collision Centers, Grimes Plumbing, Coors Energy Drink, Air Quick Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dollar Burger, Blue Ox Credit Union, our pregame and postgame sponsor, Kelly Express Mart,
Willie Transmix,
Summit Orthodontics, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, once again our first and second half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Alro Plastics, joining us again on the broadcast tonight, Columbia School District, and then joining us, the Dental Experience, and our official Player of the Game sponsor, Boers Fresh Market. Player of the game will get a $15 gift card to Boers.
And now here's the lineup we were expecting. They're lining it up to run this thing right up the gut.
And it looks like the ball came out, and they will say they are short because O'Neill bobbled the snap.
Hanover Horton taking over on downs or recovered the fumble. Doesn't matter. Either way, it's their ball, and they're sitting there at the 45.
They're going to say he did not get it. And I think he was just going based off of the dropped snap.
Yeah, over ball, they're putting it more like the 46.
Officials ruling, Hanover Horton, first down.
So they got a fresh set of downs, again from the 46. Now we saw what that we saw what the speed of Nadell can do on special teams.
Got to see if they're trotting him out. Does not look like it. Nope, Nadell very much still on the sideline. High pistol formation, and going to be a give, and still trucking is Ackley. Ackley's going to have about 2 yards, so second down and eight coming up.
That was Tajon Majors getting the first hit, getting the wrap up, and getting the tackle on that play. But Hanover Horton able to get some positive yards. We're looking at a second and eight. From the 48 right now.
We're actually going to say a second down at 7 down from the 48-yard line. They did give him the 48, thought they gave him a 47. Now under 8:15 to go. 20-8. Almost picked off. Beautiful defensive read there by Pierce. Third down and 9 coming up.
Yeah, looking at one of those short routes over on the left side, and it was Jackson Pierce able to get his hand up there, knock that ball away, preventing it from being a completion. So there again, now third and 8 from the 48 for Hanover Horton with 8:09 here in the second.
The ball moved a little bit now at the 49-yard line, so that should be a third down and 6. And it's going to be a snap this time. The end around going nowhere. No gain. A fourth down and 6 coming up.
Columbia Central able to get through the line of scrimmage and make contact in the backfield. It was number 69, Shane Taylor. Shane Taylor able to make that initial contact and ended up finishing the tackle down by his ankles because the ball carrier able to kind of dive forward, stretch that forward for as much as he could.
Ackley lining up to punt, standing on his own 39-yard line. Got to think if you're going to have Wooster. Wooster's going to throw for it. He has a man, and none able to come up with it. It's Graham Gumper. Had he caught it, he's at the 32-yard line and a first down. But well, over on
downs. Yeah, it was a little low and little behind. That would have been a tough completion to make. And sometimes when you're having guys playing new positions this late in the game, you're going to have miscues like that. So, yeah, one turnover on downs leads to another turnover on downs. And Columbia Central really close to where they last had the ball.
Jackson currently trailing 29-0 against Belding in the second quarter.
First and 10 from the 48.
And a handoff this time to Ellison. Ellison has nowhere to go. They're going to say he maybe got the length of a football in front of the original line of scrimmage?
Just a few inches on that.
Brings up second down.
There was no hole in that offensive line for him to run through. He just got stuffed as soon as he met the line. And, yeah, Hanover Horton coming up with a big stop on D right there. Second and 10 from the 48 for Columbia Central.
We have approached under 7 to go. It is 20-8, as the Mark W. Daly just said, on a second down and 10. Fakes the give. O'Neill has a man long. See if he can connect. Oh, great defensive effort there.
Pass incomplete.
Wow, great defense. Third down and long coming up.
Yeah, broken up by a Hanover Horton defender, able to get his paw up there to bring it down. So now we're looking at third and long for Columbia Central. Really close to being able to connect on that one, but that was some good tight coverage, able to knock the ball away and prevent that completion.
6:45, clock has stopped on this third down and 10 from the 40-yard line, 48-yard line, rather. This will be O'Neill. He has a man. What a great defensive play. Intended target, Bernstein, knocked away.
Jackson Johnson able to make contact, get the hit just as the ball was getting there, knocking it out and preventing that completion. And now it's a fourth and 10. What do you do if you're Columbia Central? It looks like they're lining up to punt it away.
Well, I think this is a smart thing to do. I think that if you would have finding yourself inside that, you know, fourth down and 5-6, maybe consider going for it if you were able to pick up 4 yards off that last play. But just a beautiful sky punt being fielded from the 8-yard line by Blacklidge. Blacklidge made his way to the far sideline, being chased down by Elson, and shoelace tackle inside the 10-yard line. That's where they'll take over.
That was pure speed right there, able to check. I mean, it was one of your best guys against one of their best guys, and you're able to make the shoelace tackle at the 10. And you're giving this Hanover Horton offense, which has struggled so far today, you're giving them a long field to work with here.
Going to be 6.5 minutes to go.
First and 10 Comets at their own 10-yard line.
The ball is spotted at the 10-yard line. And in motion, this is a run play. This is Gumper. Gumper using the trap block to find himself, picking up 7 yards for a second down and 3 coming up.
Yeah, they didn't take it up the gut that time. They took it around the edge where they were just using their speed against this bigger Columbia Central D, and able to get good positive yards on that first down deep in their own territory. So now it's second and 3 from the 17 for Hanover Horton.
Out of the gun, man in motion, that's Blacklidge in motion. This is a handoff to Blacklidge. Blacklidge just blue nose football, picking up the first down and picking up about 4 yards.
Gets the first down. It was a high snap, able to rally that in and make the handoff without screwing up the timing of the play. And there they go, fresh set of downs. First and 10 for the Comets from the 21.
That is from the 21. Under 5:40 to go here. First half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. In the second quarter, this is a high snap pitch play to Nadell. Nadell just thrown down at the 16-yard line for a loss of 5.
That was number 75 on defense getting back there and getting the stop. Broden Stinky.
Broden Stinky.
Just getting his big body back there, wrapping up 44 and taking him down.
They are going to say...
We got a flag?
Kind of curious what it is. We await the judgment. Looks like Coach Zabrowski waving that one off, so it looks like it's going against... it's going to go against Hanover Horton. They're going to say decline.
Holding call on Hanover. Penalty declined.
So second down and about 15.
And the coach wanting the loss of down on that one.
You blame him.
And, second and 15 from the 16
second
now.
Second and 15.
And still in the huddle. Looks like Wooster finally has the play call.
Well, they're taking a long time on this.
now under 4:40 to go, second and 15. And this is going to go up the middle, but goes absolutely nowhere for Ellison. My apologies, that is not Ellison. That is, in fact, number 14, A.J. Fielder.
Nowhere to go on that one, and no one even brought him down. It was just forward progress was stopped. And so the whistle came out, and the play was dead. So third and 15 from the 16 is where we are right now for Hanover Horton.
We are approaching that four-minute mark here in the first half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain of the second quarter, third and 15, as Columbia Central still in the driver's seat, playing defense right now, up 20-8. That 8 points coming off of a 95 kickoff return by newcomer Lucas Nadell, who got pulled up from the freshman squad. Man in motion, that is Blackledge in motion. This is a handoff to Blackledge. Blackledge just not going anywhere. Oh, they're going to say the ball came out. Let's see what the decision is. Looks like they're going to say this is Hanover ball. But
still not seeing a clear decision from the refs.
Columbia Central pleading refs for a
case. Yeah, refs are talking about it right now.
And they're going to say the ball will stay with Hanover.
That, yeah. That ball was going right over the left side, and there was just no room there. Columbia Central just shutting down all holes up the middle and off tackle right now for this Hanover Horton offense.
But a fourth down and 13 coming up with 3:31 to go from the 19-yard line. There is a man deep at midfield. Clock is running, and that is a punt that is going to take a bounce in favor of Hanover Horton.
That's good news. Good news for you if you're a Columbia Central fan, because they're getting their offense, which has been able to move the ball quite a bit tonight. They're starting on the Hanover Horton 45 with the first and 10. That ball didn't make its way to any return, man. It was so short. It was high, but it was just really, really short. Columbia Central in business.
We have 3:20 to go here. Second quarter, first half, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. The open drains, others can't. Once again, thank you so much to Kelly Express Mart for our pregame show, as well as our postgame show, and player of the game sponsor, new tonight from Boers Country Mart, Boers Fresh Market, gets a $15 gift certificate. Out of the gun. This will be a handoff to Ellison. Ellison going to find himself past the 40. Getting it past the second level. And down at the 33-yard line for a pickup of 12 and a first down.
It was number four for Hanover Horton, who was able to make the first contact and get him tied up before a couple other on the team able to finish that off. So Logan Blackledge, we're giving credit to that tackle for. He was the one that really made the initial stop for Hanover Horton.
Now we are under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Second quarter, 20-8. Columbia Central in control of the scoreboard and in control of the ball. Out of the gun. This will be another handoff to Ellison. Ellison going to trip on a man, except for he's still on his feet. And finally, he was picked up. His feet were still going.
He ran into his offensive lineman and was just able to bounce it off to the left to keep going. David Ackley among those in there to make the stop for Hanover Horton, but he was able to get a good chunk off of that pickup. It's second and three right now from the 27 for Columbia Central. Boy, that's a long three.
An extremely long three. Out of the gun, one split to the right. Got some man jump off sides, but no flag thrown. Same thing on that last series. They got to snap the ball if there's an offsides. This will be another handoff to Ellison. Evan's going to crank his way forward close to that first down, bringing up a third down and about a half a yard.
Jack Wooster getting in on the stop, playing double duty tonight for this Comets team. Very manageable one on third down for Columbia Central here on the 24-yard line.
They're doing a great job of just moving this ball, given they did start this series at the 45-yard line of Hanover Horton, but they're efficient when moving this ball as they currently lead 20-8. This is going to be an absolute truck. just met number 30, Evans.
Braden Kogan making the stop. That's a big body with a lot of speed who was able to get through and make that tackle for Columbia Central. 71's a big boy.
I'm going to go full nerd for a quick second. That was like with Thanos, like if you were like running with Thanos.
Don't try.
No? Okay.
Just stop. Don't try.
No? Okay.
It's not your thing.
All right. Well, I'll stick to
know your role, Joe.
Know my role and shut my mouth. The Rock says Columbia called a timeout, so that means we're going to step aside ourselves.
Uh-huh.
30 seconds come right back. 54 seconds to go. Fourth down and two coming up while they're up 20-8 on Football Frenzy.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a Supreme Pizza for only $17.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. I'm just quietly getting disrespected up here because I was trying to fit in with my broadcast partner being a comic book nerd, and I was just shut down during that break. So, at 54 seconds.
I'll give you an A for effort on that. I'll give you an A.
I deserve a D on that one.
But when you're like, hey, what's that guy's name?
Yeah. What's the guy's name?
Back to the call.
The gun handoff to Ellison. Ellison has the first down, plus some past that 20-yard line from the 19 now. Pickup of 7.
Number 44 again there on the stop for Hanover Horton. Lucas Nadell. And, but not until the damage was done.
They got to move. And close. O'Neal close on that RPO to find himself in the end zone.
That was a quick pass off to the left side, and they got a good chunk. They snapped that quick after getting the first down, able to get that play off. Good positive yard.
From about the 5-yard line.
First and goal from, it looks like, the 6-ish yard line, 5.5, 6-ish yard line, as they have 40 seconds to go. The clock has not started yet. As he got out of bounds, and O'Neal going to find himself handing it off to Ellison. Ellison pushing himself near the goal line into the end zone. It is 26-8. Golden Eagles in control.
In control of this game. Well, like we've seen it from the beginning, they're able to move the ball on offense, and they did a good mix of ground, good mix of air on that series. You know, and when you're starting from the 45-yard line, that doesn't hurt either.
34 seconds to go here in this first half. Brought to you by the Minuteman Sewer and Drain. The open drains, others can't. Second quarter as they just found themselves dashing 6 yards into the end zone. That was Ellison, a beautiful carry up the gut. And that kick is away, and it is good. 27-8, 34 seconds to go. We're going to take 60 seconds and come back as Hunter Horton, see if they can kneel it, or if they want to kneel it, or if they want to take a chance on Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts, to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Football Frenzy as Columbia Central with the squib kick, almost losing it But fielding it from the 35-yard line is Austin Leonard, the junior on the hands team for Hannibal Horton to take over.
That was bouncing around all over the place, and it took three bodies to kind of form a pyramid around that ball because Columbia Central was about ready to pounce and get possession of that at the 35.
31 seconds to go. Columbia Central with a 19-point lead, getting ready for halftime, 27-8. They got those first two scores pretty quick. Found themselves with that third score. Blocked PAT. There's a man in motion. That's Wooster under pressure. Finds Blacklidge. Blacklidge going to break free of a tackle. He's going to have the first down. Blacklidge turning on the Jets. Getting it past midfield. They're going to mark him down at about the 46-yard line for a nice
that's
little chunk there.
That pass barely made it to him, and he was almost brought down behind the line of scrimmage, able to shake that defender off and just use his speed and his legs to get the first down and get them into decent field position. We've got a timeout now being called by Hanover Horton.
We're going to keep it right here on the broadcast with 20 seconds to go. There's a first and 10. Hanover picking up a nice chunk of 21 yards right there via the just the pure strength and grittiness of Logan Blacklidge, a name that we call quite a bit for basketball especially because he's not the biggest kid on the court, you know, hardly ever, but he's the most aggressive. He loves to get down and dirty and just find himself with that rebound, fighting and scratching and clawing to pad those stats. And now we're going to be a first down and 10 out of the gun. Three split to the right, empty set to the left, a single set back behind Wooster. And just going to be a quick toss play. And not a lot going on there for Jackson Johnson, the junior. And the clock is still running with 11 seconds to go. Another timeout.
Calling timeout to keep the clock, keep the time on the clock they need with just 11 seconds. That was Shane Taylor making the stop for Columbia Central, preventing that one from being a big gamer. So second and 9 right now for this Hanover Horton squad from the 44 with 11 seconds to go.
I want to say a huge thank you to some amazing sponsors on with us, including title sponsor True Community Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, the Seiss Group at Morgan Stanley, and Floors Chem Drive. Coming back out on a second and 9 from the Columbia Central 44. 11 seconds to go. They are down 19. Out of the gun. One split to the right. Two to the left. And has a man at the 40 and still going with the first down. But they got to have the awareness that there's only 4 seconds to go. And they do call their last timeout.
David Ackley making the stop for Columbia Central, preventing that one from being a breakaway. But, they called the timeout, able to get the last 4 ticks left on the clock so they can get one more in here. And you saw Hanover Horton lining up with two receivers on the far side, one on our side here with just one back left for protection. Probably going to see that set up once again, as you know they're going to be slinging it here for the end zone.
Also great sponsors on the broadcast: Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, Iroquois Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, Blue Ox Credit Union, Kelly Express Mart, our pregame and postgame sponsor, Wilby Transit Mix, Summit Orthodontics, Liquid Death, Sparkling Water, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, our first half and second half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Liquid Drains, others can't, Alro Plastics joining us again tonight, Columbia School District, and the Dental Experience alongside Player of the Game sponsor, Boar's Fresh Market. Out of the gun, and they're going to say a timeout for Columbia this time. They're not confident in whatever they have dialed up. So,
yeah, they just didn't like what they saw on the other side of the ball. Called their timeout, and it's a little chess game. Last 4 seconds of the half here. Playing a little chess. Trying to figure each other out, preventing that score.
Seeing if we have any score updates. We see a last check-in, Gaylord up 21-7 over Lumen Christie.
Oh, wow.
Jackson still down last check-in with 9:52 to go. 29-0 against Belding. Last check-in. And looks like Those are the only scores I have so far. We'll keep checking in, see if we have any scores during halftime coming in. And just a flip play over to Blacklich. Blacklich, he really got to lower his shoulder. He's still on his feet. Blacklich getting it inside the 20 down to the 16-yard line. But as the clock hits zero, an 18-yard pickup. It is 27-8 at the half.
Columbia Central, 27.
Yeah, they were trying to throw a quick little screen out to this way, getting it to Blacklich, having the other two receivers being his blocking receivers. But they were just it was a game of numbers at that point. There was too many blue jerseys over here for the blockers. Yeah, he got 18 yards on it, but the goal was to get the end zone.
We'll be taking a 3-minute break. Going to come back, get you all the happenings about halftime, how we got to this point, get you this week in MHSAA, take another quick break, and get you back for the second half. Minute Man Sewer and Drain second half. But first, a 3-minute break on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
This is Lori McRae, Director of Transportation at Columbia Schools, and we are looking for fantastic individuals to join our transportation team. Our bus drivers are positive, excellent professionals who focus on the well-being of the children. The goal of Columbia Transportation Department is to get our students to and from school safely and on time and ready to learn every day. Columbia drivers earn competitive wages, receive a sign-on bonus, and qualify for the Michigan School Retirement System. If you are passionate about the role in the safety of children, join us at myeagles.org.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
I'm Emma, and let me tell you about my experience at the Dental Experience. I had my wisdom teeth taken out. As soon as I sat down, they explained like the whole procedure and made sure I was super comfortable. It healed in about 2 days after, and I had like little to no pain. I would say the Dental Experience is very welcoming, and they talk you through everything and make sure you're super comfortable before even considering to do the procedure. So I think it's a really good choice for kids my age.
The Dental Experience on Spring Arbor Road, just east of M60. For more information or to set an appointment, go to thedentalexperience.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. We are 27-8 at halftime here. Columbia Central with a comfortable lead. How did we get to that 27-8 total?
Well, it was really a pretty good ground game from Columbia Central, really right out of the gate at 8:39 in the first. Ben O'Neill called his own number, took a 26-yard run, and the point after was good, so we were sitting there at 7-0 pretty early in the first. A couple minutes later, 6:02 in the first, a 61-yard run from Ben O'Neill, extra point good, so we were sitting there at 14-0 at 6:02. And then with 37 seconds left, 10-yard pass to Nick Richardson, point after, not good. 20-0 at 37 seconds, and you're thinking, all right, next series is going to take a few seconds. They're going to go into halftime, make some adjustments. Columbia Central kicks off, goes right into the hands of Lucas Nadell, 95-yard kickoff return, two-point conversion, because the kicking game's not strong for Hanover Horton tonight, so they go for the two-point conversion, 20-8. And then we go most of the second quarter, just kind of a little back-and-forth game at midfield, not a whole lot happening, and then right at the end, Ellison gets a 6-yard run, after they were set up from a short punt, and they started that last series at the 45-yard line. Good mix of ground, good mix of air, able to get down just inside the 10 off of a pass play, and then a 6-yard run. Ellison finds the end zone, extra point good with 34 seconds left to go in the second quarter, 27-8, and that's, you know, there's a little bit of series with Hanover Horton at the end of that, those last 30 seconds. Pretty good. They took a pretty long time, but having some success in the air, they just weren't able to get it much past the red zone, and they go into halftime. 27-8, Columbia Central on top.
We're going to step aside 2 minutes, get you this week in MHSAA, take another quick break, then get you set up for the second half, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Columbia Central with a comfortable 27-8 lead, sitting here at half on Q105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now to protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. So we examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are ready to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
New schools will be kicking off this week in the boys' soccer tournament, and participation in high school sports in Michigan continues to grow. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. This fall's MHSAA boys' soccer tournament starts this week, and for the first time since the 2006-2007 school year, teams from the Upper Peninsula will be participating. For the last 16 years, the tournament was for teams in the Lower Peninsula only. This was a result of a lawsuit originally filed in 1998, where the federal court had assigned separate Upper Peninsula soccer tournaments played opposite what was done in the Lower Peninsula. In the UP, boys were to play in the spring, while soccer is a fall sport in the Lower Peninsula. Teams in the UP opted to stick with the same seasons as the Lower Peninsula teams, giving up on a UP-only soccer tournament. A petition filed earlier this year was approved by a federal court, and that now allows for boys and girls soccer teams in the UP to compete in the same season as their Lower Peninsula counterparts and gives them the opportunity to play in a statewide soccer tournament. The boys' finals will be played at Grand Ledge High School, with all four games taking place Saturday, November 4th. Come spring, the girls' finals will take place at Michigan State University on June 14th and 15th. To follow the boys' tournament, from brackets to results, previews, and more, check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the last week. First up, Braden Powers of DeWitt. He headed in the lone goal in a 1-0 win over Holt. That gives the Panthers their first CAAC Gold Cup victory since 2011. Boyne City's Ava Tarsi, she had 80 assists, 12 aces, 29 digs, and 9 kills as Boyne City went 9-1 and claimed the title at the Mancelona Varsity Invite. And to Lake Orion's Billy Roberson, the senior ran for 228 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 42-21 Dragons win over Clarkston.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
It's 4th and 10. Team A is lining up on their 25-yard line to kick a field goal. The kick is blocked backwards by Team B, never crossing the line of scrimmage. The kicker is able to scoop the ball up and takes off, getting down to the 7-yard line before being tackled. The next down should be 1st and goal from the 7 for Team A, the kicking team. 1st and 10 from the 7 for Team B, the defensive team. 1st and 10 from the 25-yard line for Team B. If you said 1st and goal for Team A, you are correct, because the ball kicked never crossed the line of scrimmage. The kicking team is able to pick up the ball and advance it. Because it was carried past the line of gain, it's a first down.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Participation in high school sports continues to outrank Michigan's high school-aged population. Michigan's 268,070 participants in the 2022-23 school year ranked the state 9th, despite having the 10th largest population. And a number of individual sports are ranked even higher. Girls sports in the top 5 are skiing, which came in 3rd, and volleyball, tennis, and bowling, which all came in 4th nationally. On the boys' side, bowling ranks 2nd, skiing 3rd, ice hockey 4th, and tennis and golf both 5th. Across the country, 11-player football is the most popular boys' sport with more than a million participants. Outdoor track and field is the most popular girls' sport. To see where each sport ranked and for more total participation information, please visit MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hello, I'm Jessica Webb, the Business Development Manager with Blue Ox Credit Union. We are committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make an impact on the lives of our members and the communities we serve. We are always accepting new members. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop at any branch location to get started. Choose Blue and experience the credit union difference today.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Is your resume not getting interviews? Are your interviews not getting you job offers? You might be missing that one small piece that would set you apart. I'm Sheila with the College and Career Access Center of Jackson. From career exploration to resumes, cover letters, and interview practice, the College and Career Access Center can help you make that giant leap forward into your next job. Stop in and see one of our five advisors inside the Target wing of Jackson Crossing, located across from H&R Block.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Be prepared this winter when the snow starts flying with Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating not only can protect your driveway or parking lot with seal coating, but they also provide commercial and residential snow removal, commercial salt services, and much more. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to get on the snow removal schedule for this upcoming winter. Don't wait or you will regret it when you are shoveling. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. WolverineSealCoating.com. You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. We are still at halftime. We're enjoying a little bit of a show via the Marching Golden Eagles Band. They're doing some Motown hits, Mark.
Doing some Motown, and we got a little selection off the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack here.
Was that actually?
With I Want You Back.
Is that? I didn't know that's off the soundtrack. I've seen Volume 2 for whatever reason. Haven't seen Volume 1. Don't know why I skipped Volume 1. Saw Volume 2. Have yet to see Volume 3.
Okay.
I feel like I completely went out of order. Like, I feel like I should have been watching in that order, you know, Star Wars. Like, the Star Wars list goes, what, like 4, 5,
Joe.
6, 1, 2, 3 or something?
Joe, let's just stick to football tonight.
Am I not nerdy enough to?
You try, you really try.
Try hard.
You're trying, and I appreciate the effort. But we've got a good game. We have a fairly competitive game that we you know, kind of knew that we were going to have here tonight. Yeah, Columbia Central's having some success on the offensive side of things. But, I mean, there's no quit in this Hanover-Horton team. We're just going to have to see if they're able to make the appropriate adjustments coming out of this extended halftime for them. And, yeah, we'll see what happens here in the second half, whether or not they're able to figure out a way to stop that offensive ground game for Columbia Central.
See, all it takes, Columbia Central has been stopped a couple of times in that first half on fourth downs and short. So Hanover has it in them, has it in their defense, even though obviously the defense for Hanover smaller, significantly smaller than the offensive line for Columbia Central. But they found themselves getting a couple of those fourth down and short turnover on downs. All it takes, just get a couple more of those and score.
Yeah, we did see on both sides of the ball turnover on downs in that second quarter right around midfield. And it looks like we're going to start the second half with a five-yard penalty going against the home team. They had a presentation right at the start of halftime, which went a little bit longer than anticipated.
Flag on that.
So there's a flag on the play. So it's going to be on the home team. It's going to be a five-yard penalty to start the game for Columbia Central. I feel bad for the team because it wasn't their fault. They didn't do anything wrong. It was the presentation that they had that went, like I said, probably a couple pages in that program too long.
I think the whole thing was like 6 or 7 pages. So,
yeah, it was. Oh, so we had an unsportsmanlike conduct because the clock got stopped at halftime.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Well.
Yep.
All right, yep, so that's an unsportsmanlike conduct, supposedly. That was not
assessed.
So that
was a 15-yard.
Oh, it was assessed, and that's going to be a little bit of a trickeration. Ball still loose. Columbia might have come up with it, and they are fortunate for Hanover Horton that Hanover did come up with it.
Yeah, this is a great spot for them to start this second half. They're at their own, 42-yard line. It looks like. So, yeah, good place to start the second half.
So a 15-yard penalty on sportsmanlike conduct on top of a 5-yard penalty for delay of game off that kickoff. Good field position, a little end-around action. I believe that is Gumper. Gumper's going to find himself getting about 2 yards, I'd say, short 2 yards.
And he just ran into another wall there for Columbia Central. Their defense is just able to plug these holes. They did get a short gain on it, but, I mean, you're not getting the yardage that you want on first down if you're Hanover Horton. You're putting yourself up against the eight ball, and it just makes the rest of the series that much more difficult.
Out of the gun, man in motion. This is a give. This is Nadell trying to find himself on the outside. He does and finds himself picking up about 4 for a third down and about 5 coming up.
Yep, looks like 3rd and 5. They're going to be at the 44. 44, no, we're going to say 47 for the for this series. 3rd and 5 from the 47 for Hanover Horton. Finding some space on the edge. Going around the edge instead of up the gut that series.
Blackledge in motion, fakes the give. Wooster going to just toss it up. It is caught. It's brought down. Fantastic. Still on his feet. That is Fielder going to pick himself up a first down about 7 yards off that.
Able to evade a couple different tackles there and run through the defense to get the first down for Hanover Horton as they are there at the 44-yard line.
That'd be a first down from the 44-yard line, as Mark Daly had just said. Approaching 10-15 and counting. Out of the pistol. Man in motion. That is Nadell. It is a give to Nadell. Nadell trying to find the left side, and he will for about 4 yards.
Tries to get the corner and turn it up, but number 75 Braden Stanky gets him right there at the knees and takes him down after a short game.
.950 and counting. Second down at about 6 from the 40-yard line.
Columbia Central still on top, 27-8, but Hanover Horton offense showing a little bit of life here.
Kind of assisted by a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct during halftime, as well as a 5-yard delay of game, as Nadell's going to find himself picking up about another yard, so third and 5 coming.
It seems like they kind of figured out if we go around the edge where we can have him catch, you know, get a little bit of speed, get a little momentum going, we can get some positive yards. And we're seeing that a little bit with the short pass game and the runs around the outside.
Still getting some sprinkles coming down. Just very, very light. Under 9 to go, 27-8. Columbia Central in the driver's seat with a third down and 5. Wooster for Hanover Horton going to toss it up in the air, and this is a first down completion to number 8, Caden Henry, the senior.
That was number 8, Mason Chibakowski, giving the big shove to get him out of bounds, but a first down, another first down for Hanover Horton.
I mean, Wooster had a pretty big target to work with as Henry comes in at a staggering 6'5" and 205 pounds.
Yeah, it looked like he's a foot taller than anybody else out there.
A first down from the 30-yard line now. Nice pickup for the Hanover Horton Comets. Approaching 8:20 and counting to go out of the pistol. Has a man in motion. That is Nadell. This will be a direct give to Fielder. Fielder going nowhere. Honestly, a little out of control with that ball. He didn't tuck it, and so that ball could have been knocked loose. Lucky for Hanover, this is a second down and 9 coming up.
Jackson Pierce getting in there. First one to make the stop for Columbia Central. No gainer, so second and 10 on the 30 for Hanover Horton. 7:59 here in the third.
I don't know why I thought to myself that they were going to give that yard to Fielder. Like he stretched it over the goal line or something when he was spinning around out of the pistol. Man in motion. That is Blackledge. It is a handoff to Blackledge. Finding himself on the outside corner, but quickly tracked down by a couple of blue jerseys. Third down and 10 coming up.
Yeah, a couple of blue jerseys. One of them, the big blue jersey of 77, Tajon Majors, among those over here on our side of the field, getting the stop after, what, a gain of like 6 inches?
7:15 and counting. It is still 27-8. Hanover moving the ball right now, assisted by 20 yards and penalties before we even started the second half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, opening drains others can't. Man in motion out of the pistol. This would be a fake give, the RPO, and just launching it is Wooster. Had a target in Henry, and even that was too high for the 6'5 wide receiver.
Just off of his fingertips, and the ball goes out of bounds. There was room there for a big play. Just missed his target just a little bit. And I think you're at that point of the field, you don't really have a kicking game. I mean, this would be a long boot anyway. But you're in this part of the game where if you're Hanover Horton, I mean, you just got to go for it right now. You got assisted by that 20 yards penalty from the halftime extravaganza. So, yeah, now you're just at a point where you got to go for it.
This 4th and 10, the first drive that has taken off 5 minutes and 5 seconds off of this third quarter clock. This third quarter is just flying as Wooster has a man almost picked off, but they're going to say incomplete. Turnover on downs, and Columbia Central taking over at the 30.
Number 2 getting his mitt in there to bat that away, Nick Richardson for Columbia Central. We've got a player down for Hanover Horton on the far side.
We'll step aside 30 seconds. There's 6:50 to go. Turnover on downs. Columbia Central with a 27-8 lead, taking control on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Oh, no. I'm being pulled over. I'll call you back.
Ma'am, do you know why I pulled you over?
I can't say I do, officer. What seems to be the problem?
Ma'am, we received calls about a vehicle matching the description of the one you're occupying, flashing their brights at others. What's so funny?
I wasn't flashing my brights. I was smiling.
You were smiling?
Yeah. See?
Wow! That's a straight bright smile!
I know. I went to Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics. They did my braces and whitened my smile. Give them a call at 787-9331 or online at summitorthobraces.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It's Joe Cassidy. It's Mark Daly with 6:50 to go. A turnover on downs. Player for Hanover Horton cleared off the field, getting tended to by the trainer.
Looked like he walked off on his own power. And Columbia Central set to take over.
Now this rain picking up just a little bit. It is not heavy, but it's consistent. This is a direct handoff to Ellison. Ellison going to make his cut up to near the 35-yard line, about the 34. So second down and six coming up with 6:48 and counting to go here in the third quarter.
Number 14, A.J. Fielder. Number 44, Lucas Nadell on the stop for Hanover Horton, but not until they're able to go up the gut, go around a couple defenders, and get a 5 yards. Well, they're saying four. It's second and six at the 34.
Approaching 6:15 and counting out of the gun. Single set back, two split to the right. And this is another gift handoff up to Ellison. Ellison getting it past the 45-yard line, marked down at the 47-yard line for a pickup of 13 and the first down.
Nadell once again on the stop, and he was kind of like in that situation from the safety position where he was the last man standing. Ellison gets around him. He's gone for the score. First and 10 from the 47 now for Columbia Central.
Under six to go. With that 19-point lead they've been hanging on to. Over halfway through this third quarter. This third quarter just flying as we see another jump off sides, but you got to snap it. You got to snap it. That was Wooster playing D-end for the Comets. And O'Neal going to toss it over to intended target number seven, Brendan Bernstein, but that's broken up. Great defense.
Jackson Johnson breaking up that play. And, getting his hand in there, and the ball goes flying. So it's second and 10 right now for this Columbia Central squad from the 47. You know, rain hasn't really been coming down like we were promised it would.
Yeah, it's a nice little, I mean, if this was snow, it'd accumulate quickly. Let's just say that. And a handoff to Evans. Evans bouncing off a couple of tackles past that first level after he found a slight hole.
Little bit of hole. It closed quickly on him. Not much of a gainer there for Columbia Central. Looking at a third and long. 8 yards to go.
Gain of about one. It's going to be
for Columbia Central here.
We're going to say third down at eight here.
Sort of from like the 49, it looks like.
Yep, from the 49-yard line. Out of the gun. Single set back. One split to the left. Three to the right. And the RPO bootleg. And O'Neal looking downfield. He has a man wide open, but just a touch outside for intended receiver. I believe that was Logan Winter.
Yeah, just missed his target a little bit, who had some space in that Hanover Horton defense. They connect on that. That's a big gainer for him. But now it's fourth and eight from the 49. You're looking to put a boot on this and trying to pin Hanover Horton deep.
Update from up north. Out-of-town score update. Gaylord still leading Lumen Christie 21-14 this time around.
Now, Lumen showing some grit coming back in the second half.
And the punt formation is out. A nice punt away. That's going to take a Eagles bounce after it made a bounce for the Comets.
That was definitely a bounce for the Comets because it hit at about the 35, and then Columbia Central landed on it at about the 39.
They're going to say the 29-yard line.
29. I said 39.
Well, it's just because the natural grass. I mean, the 30 and 20 yard line markers look extremely similar.
At least I'm not saying like the 54. Right?
It's third down and six from the 63 yard line. You mean 47? Same thing. Out of the gun. Single setback, man in motion. This is a fake give. That RPO going to have a man and jumps up, climbs the ladder, and comes down with it is number 44 newcomer Lucas Nadell.
That was one heck of a catch going up and around the defender in air to pull that one in.
It didn't look like Wooster trusted that pass when he threw it because he kind of high and tight, I'd say, on that one. Kind of lobbed it up. So Lucas Nadell found a little bit of bunnies in there. A couple springs in those.
Hey, this kid can play. This kid can play. I'm surprised that this is his first game on varsity.
In a motion. Gives it off to Lucas Nadell the other way. Nadell has open field past midfield. Shoelace tackle, the only thing to take him down. He's inside the 25. Cuts it back inside into the end zone. Touchdown, 65 yards.
Not one flag on the field. It's a touchdown for the Comets as they're making an argument for a comeback here in the second half.
I told you the way that Coach Messer and the Hanover Horton Comets can get back into this is getting a stop. They did that. And then taking it 65 yards off that reverse.
He had the blockers downfield that he needed to get himself into the end zone. And now they're lining up to put another two on the board.
27-14 as it sits. Low snap. Wooster has to pick it up, and Wooster's going to be nailed at the 5-yard line. It is 27-14. A two-score game continues as we have 3:46 to go here in the third quarter. We're going to step aside 60 seconds. Come back. Columbia Central looks to respond with a touchdown of their own on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy. All are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
Discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It looks like there's some trainer work being tended to down there. Looks like that's big number 77, Tajon Majors. If that's Majors, that is a metaphorically and literal big loss.
He did come off that last series limping.
And a squib kick is going to be just recovered by the hand seam for Columbia Central with great field position to start out from their own 45-yard line.
Ball down, just.
I know you've got a little weather that we're dealing with here right now, but this Columbia Central team has showed you that they can move the ball and chew up the clock. I'm not sure why you want to try and give them decent field position on this possession. Because right now, the clock is your enemy, and you're giving them good field position. It's like you're battling two fronts here right now if you're Hanover Horton.
You got to play the low and slow, methodical game, not... And this is a handoff to Nick Richardson. Richardson just going to slip at about the 47-yard line for a pickup of three.
He slipped, and then he had Devon Ackley just falling right on top of him to get credit for the tackle. But got 3 yards, so you're looking at second and seven from the 47 for Columbia Central.
I mean, if it wasn't raining right now, Richardson actually might still be running. all the way into the end zone because he had the corner. If not the end zone, at least a big gain. This is a handoff up the middle. This is going to Ellison. Ellison going to get past midfield to the 49-yard line.
Patient running, follows his blockers, gets the chunks that he needs so they can make it third and short for the Columbia Central offense.
It's going to make it
third down and four. Manageable.
Four.
Now from... I mean, that is so close to that 48-yard line, but they're going to say third down and four. Out of the gun, single setback, one split to the left, and this is going to be a handoff to Ellison. Ellison just making his way to the second level, finally dragged down at the 39-yard line. That's a first down, 38-yard line.
He's running through white jerseys out there, kind of picking his way before it took a couple, three of them to wrap him up and take him down. Fresh set of downs for Columbia Central, but also with that, they're chewing up some clock right now as we're at about 2 minutes left to go in the third.
27-14, Columbia Central in the driver's seat on the scoreboard by 13, also in control from the Hanover Horton 38-yard line. Out of the gun, a handoff to Ellison. Ellison making it past the first level to the second level, still on his feet, dragging bodies down to the 24-yard line, a pickup of 14. Clock should have stopped before he set the chains, but now it's running again.
And it looked like A.J. Fielder among those on the stop for Hanover Horton, but Columbia Central just using that ground game, using that big offensive line, and in this latter portions of the third quarter, imposing their will on offense.
Under a buck and a half to go here in the third quarter. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Store and Drain. Out of the gun. Another give to Ellison. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Ellison going to power forward for a pickup of about 6 or 7. They're going to say 7 yards.
Well, they're just using this big offensive line to make the holes for Ellison to run through. So, I mean, instantly, before he's even touched, they're getting 3-4 yards from the line of scrimmage. And they're just, you know, saying, hey, our guy is going to be better than your guy in the secondary. They make contact. He's getting another couple, three after that.
Under 50 seconds to go here in this third quarter. A second down and short. Out of the gun. This is going to be another handoff to Ellison. Ellison going to find himself past the first level again into the 9-yard line. So it's a first down and goal coming up. Pick up a 9.
I mean, it's the same script over and over again. Line's making the hole. Ellison runs through it. And, I mean, he's just powering past the first contact that the defense is making on him.
Under 30 seconds to go here, third quarter. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Stick around just a couple minutes after the fourth quarter is over, after this game is over. Whatever happens first, whether it be overtime or just four straight quarters, for the Kelly Express Mart post-game show. We'll be picking the player of the game, brought to you by Boers Country Fresh Market. As we're winding down 3 seconds, they're not going to call a play, so we're going to take 60 seconds ourselves, reset things, get you ready for the final 12 minutes as it's 27-14. First down and goal for Columbia Central with the 13-point lead on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 K105.3 Football Frenzy. We are 36 minutes of football being that have been played. It's a first down and goal from the 9-yard line. 27-14. Columbia Central in control with this first and goal. You think they score right here? Do you think they just try to run some more clock?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to answer that question with a yes. I think they're going to try to chew up as much clock as they can. And obviously, this game's not put away yet, so you're going to want to put it in the end zone.
Out of the gun. Two split to the left. One to the right. Single setback. This is a give to Ellison. Ellison still making his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Columbia Central.
He's just such a patient runner. Finds the hole. Uses his lead blockers. Stays behind them. Doesn't run around them. And they make the way for him to find the end zone. And 6 points on the board for Columbia Central.
A 9-yard run for Ellison. The duo of Ben O'Neill and Ellison, Braden Ellison, have just been something. It's been the well that Columbia Central, the Golden Eagles, can keep going back to. And snap is away, kick is up, and it is good. 34-14, 11:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, a kick out of bounds is going to be the result of that kickoff. 34-14, 11:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. First down from the 35 coming up.
See if there's an answer somewhere in that playbook for Hanover Horton. After Columbia Central just put it on the back and on the shoulders. Oh, looks like we're re-kicking here.
Not quite sure as to why.
I'm not sure. They're putting it at the 40.
It was at the 40 last time, wasn't it?
And they're going to... I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I didn't see a flag. I didn't...
Okay.
Huh.
Going to be moved back to the 35-yard line.
Don't know what's going on.
For a reason.
I didn't see any long between quarter festivities for another flag, so this one's a mystery.
Where's Scooby-Doo in the squad? From the 35-yard line. Here is the kickoff, and now another squib kick. This time going to be fielded at the 36-yard line. And just lowering his shoulder is big number 73, who I don't have on the roster at all.
He just lowered his shoulder after he grabbed that ball and just ran through some bodies.
I wonder if that's Cooper Donders, who's supposed to be rocking 75.
It's Gavin Teller. Gavin Teller. We had a late change to our roster.
Oh. Look at me being a suit.
Swap the 64 for the 73.
I see. Some decent field position coming up from their own 47-yard line. We're the first down and 10, 11:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. As Columbia Central enjoying a 20-point lead. 34-14. Out of the pistol. Man in motion. That is Gumper in motion. This is a give. This time to Ackley. He's gone! 30-20. 10. That is a score. 53 yards. Devon Ackley. Untouched.
That was a little razzle-dazzle in the backfield where they kind of faked it one way, and the defense followed the sweep off to the right side, and that left Ackley pretty much untouched once he got past the line and all the way into the end zone for 6 points for Hanover Horton. Undoubtedly they're going for two here.
A 53-yard scamper for Devon Ackley. And going to be trying to push it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. They're going to say he is just shy. So we're going to step aside. 60 seconds, 34 to 20. Columbia Central looks to get the ball back on Cable to 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the Dental Experience for all your general dentistry needs. It doesn't feel like a dental office when you walk in. It feels like home. The staff is top-notch as well as the facility. Dr. Belbisi is great in every aspect. He's great with kids, and for patients that require a little extra care, he is also great with them. They also offer same-day crowns as well as implants. The hygiene team at the Dental Experience is the best in the area to come get your cleanings and yearly checkups. The Dental Experience is the most patient-friendly office I have came across.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 7-8-7-5-3-6-7.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It's 34-20, and an onside kick is going to find itself. Field it at the 45-yard line of Hanover Horton. I'm sorry, of Columbia Central, for Columbia Central to take over.
Yeah, Hanover Horton trying to get their hands back on the ball on that one, and it just did not bounce their way. And anything in the air is going to be really tough here on out because the rain's really – you have to look up at the lights to see it, and you could really see how the rain's coming down now. It's going to be impacting the game.
Expect to keep it on the ground with 11:40 to go.
It's probably in the game plan for Columbia Central anyway.
A 14-point ball game out of the gun. That's a snap to Ellison. Ellison breaks free. Ellison, the only man that had a chance to bring him down, did bring him down. That was a great play by Johnson, but an even better run by Ellison.
Jackson Johnson, last man there to get him, brought him down, but... I mean, Columbia Central back in business right here. Here in the fourth quarter, they're just trading touchdowns at this point.
Another out-of-town, way out-of-town scoreboard update. Gaylord still on top of Lumen Christi, 24-21, 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
24-21. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Brogan really knows how to dial in those comebacks.
Out of the gun, one split to the left, one to the right. That is a single setback. Looking to take it, and O'Neal does, gives it off right to Ellison. Ellison with another first down run and a pickup inside the red zone about the 18-yard line, so pick up a 12.
Number 66, Adam Lee with the stop for Hanover Horton. Yeah, they're just putting it on the back, the feet of Ellison, who's just, I mean, he's just picking his way through this Hanover Horton defense.
It is going to be extremely tough once game is over to pick a player of the game. We'll see what that is, you know, who that may be once we get to our post-game show brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. But in the meantime, we have 10:15 to go, 34-20, high snap, but it is a handoff from O'Neal to Ellison, who's going to pick up about three more.
Runs right into about three white jerseys on that stop there, but... You're at that point right now if you're Columbia Central. Yeah, you want positive yards. I mean, you obviously want to get in the end zone. That's going to be the goal. But also at the same time, just chewing up the clock. Chewing up the clock That's the other goal that that you want to do. Just control the tempo of this game here on out.
This rain really starting to come down now.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's a cold rain, too.
Approaching 9.5 to go out of the gun. Handoff to Ellison once again. Ellison cuts back inside. He is close to that goal line. They're going to say down at the 1 yard line where he was shoelace tackled under 9.5 to go and a first down and goal.
That's, you know, that's probably a blessing in disguise for Columbia Central as, you know, they want to be able to kind of chew up some more of that clock and just knocking on the door.
Approaching that 9-minute mark with a 14-point lead, Columbia Central in the driver's seat. And having traveled down already 54 yards, looking to travel that extra yard to make that 55 yards to complete the drive. Officially under 9 to go. Out of the gun. O'Neal, Ellison, 3 feet to his left. One split far to the left, and this is another handoff to Ellison. Ellison, this time going to dive across his offensive line. Touchdown, Eagles.
Just, yeah, found his hole, found his way there. I that entire drive. I mean, that was Ellison. The entire drive. Just picking his way through the Hanover Horton defense and getting in there for another six.
A Cascades Conference score. We see Addison 84, Springport 26.
What was that again?
84-26.
Wow.
Yeah. Napoleon 40, East Jackson 0. There's a scoreboard update over there, and the kick is away. It is up, and it is good. 41-20. A three-possession game. 8:43 to go. We're going to take 30 seconds, come right back. As Sandra Horton looks to respond with 8:43 to go on Football Frenzy.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts, to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions. We're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, 41-20, 8:43 to go here. Columbia Central getting ready to kick off with this three-score lead. Mark, the rain kind of slowing up a little bit, but it's still coming down consistently.
You can see the puddles on the track. I mean, it's wet out there. And it's, I mean, we're talking mid-October, cold, cold rain. Glad we're in the press box. But it makes those numbers really pop on the uniforms.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And the kick is away. This is another squib kick fielded from the 24-yard line. And trying to catch the outside corner is Jackson Johnson, still on his feet, finally brought down near that 35-yard line. So some decent field position once again coming up for the Comets.
Hanover Horton's got to dial in. They got to dial in an answer here. And I know Messer said he wanted to have mostly a ground game tonight, but you're in this point of the game to where you can't have a ground game. You've got to score. You've got to score quickly. You got to get the ball back and do it again.
We will see with 8:34 to go, down 21, 41-20. They do face the first and 10. It is as close to that 35 as they can get without sitting on the 35-yard line out of the gun. This will be a give to Ackley. Once again, Ackley just going to muscle his way up past the 40-yard line. So it's going to be a second down and about four coming up.
So good first chunk here for Hanover Horton, but, I mean, you need a little more giddy up on your offense right now.
And running still in the huddle right now, finally coming out. The clock is still rolling, approaching 8 minutes to go before they get a play off, and there's going to be someone running from side to sideline. Okay.
Looks like they're grabbing the tee. The tee was still out there.
Oh, goodness. And this is going to be an end around, but immediately sniffed out by that Columbia Central defensive front. That'll be a loss.
Well, there was a little slip and fall in the exchange on that one, too. As this, yeah, this field's going to be a slippy mess.
It's wet. This weekend, natural grass, too, baby, natural grass. Approaching 7.5 to go. Columbia Central still in front, 41-20, with Hanover Horton facing a third down and 7 from their own 37. And trying to do that end-around trick again, going nowhere. So fourth down and 7 coming up.
Not the series you wanted. If you're a Hanover Horton fan, you really needed them to move the ball, and you really needed them to move it quickly here. But now you're looking at a fourth and long in a situation where you need to score.
Under 7 to go now.
They're going for it.
They're going for it out of the I formation. I'm sorry, out of the pistol. This time, the RPO. Wooster just going to toss it up. He has a man, and it is picked. Not picked. It's pulled down by Jackson Johnson for the first down past midfield.
That was a great throw as Johnson found the sweet spot between two defenders, got it in there on a dime, went up, brought it down, made sure he had his feet in. First and 10 for Hanover Horton from the 47.
Pistol once again, man of motion. That is Johnson taking it, and Johnson slips at midfield. So he's going to lose about 3 on that.
Wow, you just shown that you can throw it in the air in this weather and get a good chunk.
Falls down at exactly midfield.
You dial in a run play, you're losing time on the clock now.
There wasn't really a defender quite near him yet. But still, high snap. This is going to Johnson on the end around. Johnson picks up the original 3 that he just lost moments ago for a third down and 10 coming up. 5:45 and counting to go as Columbia Central still leads 41-20.
Ran right into number 9, Jackson Pierce, getting the stop at the original line of scrimmage, basically. So we're looking at a third and 10 from the 47 for Hanover Horton. Belding taking care of
business. Pistol. Man in motion. A little bit of a weird delay on the exchange. Wooster has a man, and he has it completed down to close the 30-yard line. That, I believe, was Ackley.
Mason Chibikowski making the stop for Columbia Central. But, yeah, where's his air game been for Hanover Horton? They pull it out when they need it, and it's working for them.
Approaching that 5-minute mark in counting. It is 41-20. The RPO, Wooster, he's looking downfield. He might have a man. Goes on up and climbs the ladder. It's Johnson. Johnson going to be knocked around, pinballed around for a pickup of 9.5 yards. They got to go, though, as we approach 4:45 to go.
Number 26 was in there on the stop for Columbia Central. A little slow to get up. I don't have that number on my roster. Maybe it was number 25. Ethan Senkovitz, but got rocked a little bit as he came in late, a lick to bring bring him down.
And Wooster out of the gun. He's looking long. He might have a man into the end zone. He gets it. Number 32, Gavin Berkeypile, the 5'10 running back, goes up and gets it.
Number 12 was right there on coverage and just lost him. Christian Milliken just puts his hands over his helmet in disbelief that he let that one get by. And Hanover Horton showing life here, Joe.
We'll see if they decide to go for 2 or if they decide to kick the field goal. Well, I guess they haven't kicked the field goal yet, have they?
No, they've gone for 2 every time.
And out of that pistol formation, man in motion and rolling to his right. That RPO, Wooster has a man. 2-point conversion is knocked away. Great defensive effort there. 41 to 26, a 15-point ball game. 4:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. We're going to take 60 seconds, come right back. Columbus Central looking to put the nail in the coffin on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a Supreme Pizza for only $17.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
This is Lori McRae, Director of Transportation at Columbia Schools, and we are looking for fantastic individuals to join our transportation team. Our bus drivers are positive, excellent professionals who focus on the well-being of the children. The goal of Columbia Transportation Department is to get our students to and from school safely and on time and ready to learn every day. Columbia drivers earn competitive wages, receive a sign-on bonus, and qualify for the Michigan School Retirement System. If you are passionate about the role in the safety of children, join us at myeagles.org.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy and a bouncing around ball on this wet field, wet ball, all wet conditions, almost recovered by Hanover Horton on that onside kick attempt. Instead, some good field position coming from the 40-yard line for Columbia Central.
That's right. Columbia Central has a fresh set of downs, 4:20 left on the clock. I'm willing to bet you a shiny nickel, Joe. No, let's up it. Let's up the stakes here. I'll bet you your Aldi's quarter.
Nope.
That they're going to keep it on the ground and put it in the hands of Ellison for this drive here.
Out of the gun. Two split to the left. Empty set to the right with a man behind him. This would be a give. Two. Ellison breaks through one tackle and finally dragged down after a 9.5-yard pickup. One spot has the first down. The other one realigns. First down.
First and 10. I mean, he got exactly what he needed on that. You want to get enough to get the first down and keep the clock rolling once the chains are reset. And you just keep dialing that up. If you're Columbia Central, dial that up every time. Chew up the clock. And if you get a score, great.
41-26, 3:50 and counting. First and 10 from midfield, out of the gun. Empty set to the right, single back, two split to the left. Another give to Ellison. Ellison making some moves, finding himself past the 45-yard line. And down to the 39-yard line. What an absolute workhorse Ellison is becoming as of this last couple quarters.
It's like Ellison is just wearing down this Hanover Horton defense. He was wrapped up four different times on that and just ran right through the tackle until he got the first down.
As we are under 3.5 to go, actually approaching that 3:15 mark in counting. It is still a two-score ball game, 41-26, but a first and 10 for Columbia Central with that 15-point lead from the 39-yard line of Hannah Horton out of the gun. Same formation as the last time around, two split to the left, empty set to the right, but this will be another handoff to Ellison. Ellison going to get a minimal gain this time of about 3. Second down and 7 coming up from 36.
Well, I mean, he ran right into three white jerseys. Three muddy white jerseys on that one. But, you know, again, you get 3 yards on it, so you have 7 to go, but that clock's still running. So Hanover Horton, we've seen this so many times this season. Hanover Horton, they you know, you got two opponents right now. And it looks like a timeout's been called by Hanover Horton. I believe that's their first of the half.
We're going to keep it right here on the broadcast as we have a super out-of-town scoreboard update, a final score from Gaylord.
Uh-oh.
Gaylord 24, Luma Christi 21, suffered their first defeat of the season, moving to 7-1. Gaylord remains undefeated, going to 8-0.
Wow, has Luma really been tested that much this season?
Yeah.
They had to come from behind.
Detroit Catholic Central.
That's right. That's right.
Travis City, St. Francis is usually a pretty good opponent against them, no matter what the record says. They've had a couple of...
Oh, they ran away from Travis City. last week.
40-0 Napoleon East Jackson is the final over there. A final score from Wildwood Avenue.
What?
49-0 Belding.
Wow.
Over Jackson. And Jackson's going to drop to 4-4.
Oh, they got some work if they want to make the postseason next week. They got some work.
Out of the gun. One split to the right, two to the left. Going to be another handoff this time to Evans, who is in at running back. Evans going to find himself past the 35-yard line now to the 33-yard line. So pick up a two and a third down and five coming up.
Yeah, he got the couple yards, and then he went backwards from there. But they're giving him forward progress. We got a Hanover Horton player. It's a little slow to get up that off of like that one.
Lucas Nadell.
Oh, that's not somebody you want to see slow to get up.
He is moving in pain right now.
Well, it looked like a little adjustment.
Under his own power.
Be okay.
2:41 to go. Clock has officially stopped. There is still a 15-point ball game.
Looks like another timeout for Hanover Horton.
We're just going to keep it right here on the broadcast. Tecumseh last check-in, 30-6. 2:41 to go from the Hanover Horton 33-yard line. Columbus Central just looking to put this one to bed. They can with a first down. But Hanover Horton still has the ability to hold strong. I can't imagine Columbia Central wanting to kick a field goal from the 33-yard line.
Well, I think Hanover Horton has at least one timeout left.
I suppose anything can happen, especially with this consistent rainfall. 2:41 out of the gun. This will be a handoff. The ball's out, and it's picked up by Hanover Horton from the 29-yard line.
That looked like Devon Ackley able to fall on that one for Hanover Horton. And they're back in business. They've been calling the timeouts, trying to preserve the clock, trying to get the ball back. And now here they are, first and 10 from the 30, from the 33. Looks like the 29. My bad.
2:34 to go. First and 10 from their own 29-yard line. It's a long field, but we've seen that they can go longer distance.
It's a long, wet field, but we have seen, like you said, they've had some success, especially that last series, in the air, in these conditions, with their backup quarterback, with their banged-up offense.
I mean, Wooster not throwing the ball further than 12, 13 yards.
Oh, he had that big, long connection to get that score last time.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Wooster's been staying sacked out of the RPO down at the 20. They're going to say he's at the 23-yard line, so a loss of, it's like, six.
Number 74, Casey Jordan making the sack for Columbia Central. A clock still running.
And the RPO this time. Wooster just going to take off with it and look to get out of bounds. Did he or did he not?
I don't think he did. I'm not seeing a sign from the official, so.
Under 2 minutes to go, and Wooster able to pick up about 10 yards off that. So a third down and about seven. Third down and eight, actually. Third down and eight. And Wooster just going to drop back and almost picked off. A fourth down and eight coming up with Nick, a minute 8:38 to go.
Nick Richardson able to get the angle on there, get his hands on the ball, wasn't able to bring it in. I think he does that. He puts another six on the board for Columbia Central. But he knocked it down. Clock is stopped at 1:38 as Al Hanover Horton, not having to worry about the clock, taking their time getting a play in, making sure they dial up the right one.
We wait to see. Fourth and about eight. A minute 38 to go. Man in motion out of the gun. This will be a little bit of misdirection. Has a man. That's Johnson. Johnson picks up a block. Johnson still on his feet. Johnson spins around. Johnson going to be just... Columbia Central knocks the ball loose. out of the rain. Turnover. And that's going to be close to it.
That's pretty much going to do it here. If Columbia Central in this last 88 seconds, if...
Chains hanging out in the same location.
They moved the down marker, though. So it looks like they got it right for Columbia Central. They got the first down marker here on the left side. So Columbia Central just going to be lining up here. They don't necessarily need to get a first down, but they do need to get the clock rolling.
Just a single snap of the ball. And out of the gun, just going to take the kneel is O'Neal.
So actually two more snaps.
Oh, look at that, O'Neal.
And the clock is just rolling right now at 1:15 to go.
Did you not like my dad joke?
Oh, I heard it.
Oh, you just showed
it. I heard it. I heard it. I did. I heard it, yeah. You said it. I heard it.
You chose to forget it.
Everybody heard it, Joe.
I thought it was good.
It was okay.
I thought it was good.
Let's see a little Sweet Caroline from the student section down here.
O'Neal with the O'Neal. Sorry. O'Neal. Neal's at a, it's under 45 to go. That'll honestly about do it. I think they do have one more snap to go before they can officially call this in the books. As we have enjoyed a Cascades Conference back and forth. Last will be kneeled at the 49-yard line of Hannibal Horton. And that's going to do it. As the clock winds down to zero, 15 seconds and counting, we're going to step aside 2 minutes, get you back with the post-game wrap-up on the Kelly Express post-game show, and then get you the player of the game who's going to get a $15 gift card from Fours Boars.
Fresh Boars.
Boars. Boars. On K105.3 Football Frenzy. First, back in two.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. So we examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are afraid to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy final score. Columbia Central picked up their second home win of the season to improve to 4-4 on the year. 41-26 over Hanover Horton. Hanover Horton going to drop to 2-6 on their season, but they played pretty banged up. You're listening to the Kelly Express Mart post-game show. Some amazing sponsors on the broadcast. We'll run all down those sponsors alongside the player of the game who will be awarded after we give you the rundown. Mark, 41-26, a ball game for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Hanover Horton hung around in the second half, a little bit, but it was just that run game, that ground game from Columbia Central that was just dominant here. And it was a 65-yard run from Lucas O'Neill at 3:41 in the third, made it 27-14. And then Allison, 9-yard run, 34-14. That was at 11:54 in the fourth. At 11:42 in the fourth, Devon Ackley had a 54-yard run, making it 34-20 with the two-point conversion failing there. Ellison, 1-yard run, 8:43 in the fourth, 41-20. And Gavin Berkeypile had an 18-yard reception, making it 41-26. Two-point conversion didn't work there. And that was the last score that we had. But, I mean, we saw pretty much the entire second half. Ellison up the middle, couldn't stop him. Ellison up the middle, couldn't stop him. He just dominated on the ground for Columbia Central for the vast majority of this game.
It was definitely a rugged Cascades Conference game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
That being said, our Week 8 football frenzy player of the game, it was between a couple of guys, but in that second half, the run game just took over for Columbia Central. Who's the winner?
Oh, I'm going with Ellison.
Brave
definitely
Ellison.
Going with Ellison is, yeah, I mean, you just couldn't stop him. Couldn't stop him. You could tell that offense was just wearing down the Hanover Horton defense. He was just running through tackles, running over people, patient with his blockers. It was a good second half for Ellison.
So Ellison, the winner of the $15 gift card from Boers, also from earlier, KD, Columbia Township Edition. It is Martha Smoots being the winner of that Tiny Pear Tree Trading Company Swan Creek Candle gift basket. So congratulations to Martha. Congratulations to Braden Ellison on that $15 gift card. We will get in touch with Coach Zaborowski on Monday or sometime this upcoming week to get you in touch with Boers. Also, thank you to some amazing sponsors. Title sponsor, True Community Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, The Sites Group at Morgan Stanley, College and Career Access Center, Fuller's Chem Dry Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Silk Building, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, Blue Ox Credit Union, our pregame and postgame sponsor. Thank you so much to Kelly Express Mart, Roby Transit Mix, Summer Orthodontics, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, our first half and second half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Elro Plastics, joining us again tonight on the broadcast, Columbia School District, the Dental Experience, and once again, huge thank you to Boers Market for that $15 gift card for Player of the Game, Braden Ellison. Congratulations, Week 8 Football Friends and Player of the Game. For Luke Moorhead back in studio, doing all the great things, being our awesome producer, and for my amazing broadcast partner, the Mark W. Daly, I've been Joe Cassidy. Let's get you into some hits on Jackson's Hit Music Station. Keep it 5.3. We'll see you.